Welcome to Your Family, Your Finances, the podcast with John Merkel of Rose Retirement. Get more details on the website at roseretirement.com. We all know it, tax season is here. And if you're not yet ready to retire, there's a way to get a nice tax break by making extra contributions to your IRA or even your 401k. Rutgers School of Business professor Jay Salid explains to Yahoo Finance.
If you're 50 and over, you can make an additional $1,000 contribution to an IRA. And with respect to any 401k, there's a catch-up where, again, if you're 50 and over, you can contribute an additional $6,500. And what this translates into is significant dollar savings, because if you're at a marginal rate of, say, 30%, this can result in thousands and thousands of dollars of tax savings. And when you're retired, this should be a financial bonanza if you can make these additional contributions.
So that's really the bottom line there. If you can make these additional contributions and payments, because look, I'm going to be myself. If I'm contributing, I'm contributing what I can contribute. I don't know Where's the found money all of a sudden that I'm just going to throw another couple thousand dollars in there. So I guess my question is, if we can't do this, what are some other ideas for tax saving?
My idea would be is whatever you can give, I would direct that to a tax-free vehicle, not a tax-deferred vehicle. You may be getting the same amount of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the only difference is you're earning interest on that money, probably the same amount, but one is growing tax deferred, one's growing tax free.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're really doing is you're paying taxes on it now versus later when you need it the most. And, you know, you're going to limit yourself later on if more of the money has to go through the IRS versus you. So that's just an easy way to say you can still save the same amount of money, just put it in a different bucket. And that'll actually be more money down the road for you. Why? Because you owe Uncle Sam less. You know, and typically what we do with clients when they come in here is they are, you know, steadily putting money in, you know, IRAs, 401ks, et cetera. And like Jay said, you know, all that money is tax deferred. And yes, he'd like to up the amount a little bit, whether it's $1,000, et cetera. But we run some tax scenarios in our office that say, hey, instead of raising the amounts you're contributing, how about you put the money into the tax-free vehicle so that we can show a comparison when they pull the money out, how much they save by going the tax-free route versus the tax-deferred route. And that's typically what we do at Rose Retirement is we run those scenarios, you know, side by side, and the client looks and they're saving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in the long run. And it's almost a no-brainer. It's like, well, why isn't everybody doing this? And my response is those who understand it do. So let us come with a game plan for you and your family. And, you know, it may not be that you're contributing more. It's just you're contributing into a different spot.
That's an interesting perspective there. So again, being tax efficient going into retirement and especially during retirement, guys, crucial, crucial, crucial. If you're just throwing extra money in Uncle Sam, it's like throwing money out the window. We say it all the time.
And that's one thing we talk about. Recently did some TV interviews and stuff like that for Rose Retirement. And that's one of the things we talk about on the TV is how can we be more tax efficient? Well, that's one of the game plans that we come up with at Rose Retirement is instead of putting your money into buckets that are tax deferred and, you know, pay on taxes down the road, just put in a different bucket. You're still paying the same amount, just the money is tax free when you pull it out. So I would highly recommend that.
When we think of a retirement nest egg, John, Social Security is usually factored into somewhere in that equation. But an article on the Motley Fool financial website recommends leaving it out when figuring out your retirement goals. And it's not out of fear that the benefits are going to run out. It basically just points out that while retirement savings goals are in a person's control, Social Security benefits are not. What do you think about this approach?
That's actually pretty accurate. Back in the day when they started, you know, Social Security and stuff like that, there was a third leg. There's supposed to be, you know, Social Security and typically a pension and then someone's, you know, 401k or IRA. Well, nowadays there's no more pensions. So people are looking at where do we get our extra money from? So what we try to do at Rose Retirement is help them build their own personal pension, which will help their Social Security as well. Social Security is basically a pension too. You know, you're going to get that money for the rest of your life. That's kind of like a pension, but it's not enough. People that are living on Social Security, and I see them all the time. They come in our office and just Social Security, you're barely scraping by. So we've got to get more of their retirement funds put into its own personal pension as well so that we can help supplement that Social Security, which, like I said, normally it's not enough. Yes, people can live off of it, but we want to have more fun in retirement, not just sit at home and twiddle our thumbs.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, Social Security, you see this quite frequently. People come in and go, well, you know, what do you mean? I have a couple whatever saved and I have Social Security. I should be fine. But the idea of living off Social Security is not the best when it comes to retirement, right? I want to clear that up.
Yeah. And, you know, most people, that's their cornerstone of their retirement. But like I said, there's no more pensions anymore. There are few and far between some pensions, but most people have gone to 401ks. And the reason they've done that is 401ks are much more cheaper for the company than a pension. Pension, they got to contribute into. A 401k, if you're not putting money in, guess what? They don't have to match it. So it's typically cheaper for them. And that's the way it was created that way. So these companies aren't dumb. Their whole job is to stay in business. So if they're giving more to their employees, then more's coming out of their back pocket. And that's not good for a company. So
before the break, we were talking about making sure that your retirement plan has that human touch. And I bring that up because in the DIY society, right, the whole do-it-yourself society, there's tons of ways that you can go online right now and invest or create some kind of income plan or use some sort of online calculator type of thing. But I don't know about you listening, but that's not the kind of hands off, you know, I want. I want somebody that I can talk to. I want to be able to say, well, why did you do that? Or why didn't you do that? And this is an approach that's crucial to making sure that your retirement is successful, having a real person to talk to.
Well, because in retirement, it's a whole different ballgame. There's so many aspects in retirement that if you don't go to a professional, you're not going to know the questions to ask. Number one, you can Google all day long, you know, what to do, how to do it, stuff like that. But there's no perfect package that someone's put together on Google and said, hey, this is what you need to be aware of. Because there's so much in retirement that, you know, it's like a snowball. You know, if you skip this thing, then this thing's going to happen to you. Or if you don't file this time right, or, you know, just for example, RMDs, required minimum distributions. A senior misses that filing deadline, it's a 50% tax of their, you know, income. And that's something that, you know, yes, it's in a book somewhere. But if you don't ask somebody, you know, like myself or some of our other advisors, you're not going to know what question to even ask as far as that's concerned. So there's no crystal ball as far as what to do, how to do it. But I will tell you, I've been doing this for 25 years. We stay in our lane, I guess you'd say, as far as what we do. We have a niche that we're really good at, and it's retirement planning. We're a retirement financial advisor. So when the clients get to where they're at in life as far as retirement's concerned, we've seen every possible retirement that has been thrown at us. And we can, educational-wise, show them what maybe their best options with what they bring us. So, you know, just come in, let us see what you have. And if there's ways that we can help you or improve your position, then that's what we recommend. And, of course, it's up to the client to take our advice or not. We're just here for the information.
You've been listening to the podcast for Your Family, Your Finances with John Merkel of Rose Retirement. Get more details at roseretirement.com. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Johnny Lee Merkel is licensed in your state, please contact our office. Johnny Lee Merkel is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Johnny Lee Merkel Jr., NPN number 1584707.